Chapter 82. Violence upon his uncle or one of these men, that will bring some terrible calamity upon his own head, and grief and sorrow to us all. Apostrophe, I never thought of that. Apostrophe, rejoined Newman, his countenance falling more and more. I came to ask you to receive his sister in case he brought her here, but apostrophe, but this is a matter of much greater importance, apostrophe, interrupted Miss La Creevy, that you might have been sure of before you came, but the end of this, nobody can foresee, unless you are very guarded and careful. Apostrophe, what can I do? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Newman, scratching his head with an air of great vexation and perplexity. If he was to talk of pistoling them all, I should be obliged to say, certainly serve them right. Apostrophe, Miss La Creevy could not suppress a small shriek on hearing this, and instantly set about extorting a solemn pledge from Newman, that he would use his utmost endeavors, to pacify the wrath of Nicholas, which, after some demur, was conceded. They then consulted together on the safest and surest mode of communicating to him the circumstances which had rendered his presence necessary. He must have time to cool, before he can possibly do anything, apostrophe, said Miss La Creevy. That is of the greatest consequence. He must not be told until late at night. Apostrophe, but he'll be in town between 6 and 7 this evening, apostrophe, replied Newman. I can't keep it from him when he asks me. Apostrophe, then you must go out, Mr. Knox, apostrophe, said Miss La Creevy. You can easily have been kept away by business, and must not return till nearly midnight. Apostrophe, then he will come straight here, apostrophe, retorted Newman. So I suppose, apostrophe, observed Miss La Creevy, but he won't find me at home, for I'll go straight to the city the instant you leave me, make up matters with Mrs. Nickleby, and take her away to the theater, so that he may not even know where his sister lives. Apostrophe, upon further discussion, this appeared the safest and most feasible mode of proceeding that could possibly be adopted. Therefore it was finally determined that matters should be so arranged, and Newman, after listening to many supplementary cautions and entreaties, took his leave of Miss La Creevy and trudged back to Golden Square, ruminating as he went upon a vast number of possibilities and impossibilities which crowded upon his brain, and arose out of the conversation that had just terminated. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.